Friday, April 6, 2018. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everyone. This is Morning Mix, JW, with the one and only Christy Dilloway, who is speaking this morning.
Yeah, that was kind of funny last week, huh?
I've never heard you shut down like that.
I was completely speechless for at least 3 days and then whispering for several more days.
It'd be so easy for me to make a joke about it and say, you know, boy, to have Christy
what
cry
a relief.
For a second. But that wasn't true at all. I really missed you because you were in the background and you were giving me hand signals. And I says, oh, I wish I knew those hand signals. And I was trying to figure out what you're saying. We're scribbling notes to each other.
It was funny, too. Like, I was at the music at Park City when the record company played,
yeah.
You know? And people that didn't know that I'd lost my voice, I was trying to hand signal, I have no voice. And I think people just walked away feeling a little rebuffed. And I couldn't say anything about it. So if that was you, any of you listeners, sorry, I had no voice.
Yeah.
Got to keep up with these things.
Yeah. Well, it looks like we're buttoning up the ski season of ours.
Oh,
we're starting
I'm so sad.
Button it up. Yeah.
This is the best time. I mean, today is not an example, but in general, spring skiing is by far the best to me.
Yeah,
and it's funny
it is.
The people like you who choose to go golfing instead.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, you know, what was the base last week? Like 63-inch or 56-inch,
yeah.
Which was way more than it was in December when everyone's out there like, oh, I got to go skiing. When it was like a 24-inch base. I mean, it's so much better now. Plus, I'm a snowboarder, and I love it when the snow is like wet sugar.
I like it, too.
Oh, you do? Oh,
yeah.
I love that part.
So it's not a binary thing to me that I'm either skiing or I'm golfing. I did a double last Saturday. I went out, and I got first chair at Deer Valley, and I got maybe 13, 14 runs until I got sort of mashed potato-y, and then came home, had a quick sandwich, and zipped out to
you
Soldier
You are
Hollow.
Living the Park City dream.
Yeah, played golf
that
at Soldier Hollow
exactly
that afternoon.
That is exactly the Park City dream.
So it's not a binary thing with me. I love
I like
both
how you make
sports.
It scientific.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. A one or a zero.
When you started that sentence, I was like, am I going to be able to follow this? It's
yeah,
not binary.
Yeah. Well, we were talking hexadecimal about an hour and a half ago in a taped interview we did. But yeah, it's not binary.
Well, it is the Park City dream. It's good that you embody that. I think
yeah.
I embody a different side of it, but that's good. We are here as your representatives.
Yeah, and was it the same as last year? No, it wasn't. There wasn't as much snow. But you know something? We did the best we could. We had a good time. It was
March
a great
was
winter.
March was pretty good.
Socially, I had a lot of fun this winter.
And isn't that important?
I think it is. I think it is. And I told myself at the first day of winter, I'm gonna learn how to hula hoop like Christy, but I never learned.
But you've never even seen me hula hoops. You don't even know what your goal is.
Don't you even think of saying that. I've seen you hula hoop a number of times.
I saw a girl on Clown Day getting on the chairlift with a hula hoop. And I said, and she was snowboarding. And I said, can you ride and hoop at the same time?
Yeah.
And she said, not really. But, you know, I was impressed with that as the costume.
Could you?
I had never tried it. It seems maybe, I don't know. I could try. No, I don't know. It seems challenging.
I think that forward.
Did you dress up for Clown Day?
No, I was at Deer Valley. You know,
they
excuse
don't do
me,
that
they
kind
have
of
any
thing.
Gray Poupon?
No,
you know, it was. You know, with Deer Valley's kind of.
I had like a white tutu. I generally wear my clown outfit. I'm traditional, and it's Clown Day. I wear my clown outfit that I save for the whole year, and I wear it one day. But it was also Easter, and I went with a sort of a combo. Easter, I had this white fur hat that had some little ears. They weren't quite bunny ears, but and then this white tutu and some other white fur. It was okay. It wasn't
right.
My best.
Right.
But I got two more opportunities because tomorrow's pond skimming.
How much cash would it take to get your vote?
As what? Oh, because I'm a judge
That's
for the
right.
best costumes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, we can leave that open to the bidders.
For our listeners that
who are
would
entering
like
the contest.
To influence the uninfluencable
Mm-hmm,
Christy Dilloway,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How could they
let's start with
gain
some
your
cash.
Favor?
Let's start with some cash.
Some cash.
You know, though, creativity is really key in costuming. Effort, creativity. So there's pond skimming tomorrow, and then Sunday's the last day, which is traditionally a costume day as well. So I have two more opportunities to better my standing.
Yeah. Now, if Lucas Nelson came up to you with that big smile of his and said, "So, Christy, this is my outfit. What do you think?" Oh, Lucas.
Yeah. Just thinking about that, I'm smiling.
I know. I can see his smile right now. I think it's going through the radio wires.
Well, what do we got going on for the show
today? Is this wired radio or wireless radio? Then we are wireless today.
Yeah. That's your call there.
It's wireless.
Will Baxter is our live musician in the studio. He'll be with us throughout the hour playing several times. We're going to talk to Bill McGinnis, who's also a musician. He's organizing and working with the Kimball Arts Center on their first listening room event, which is taking place tonight. And then we're going to talk to Monroe Grisman, also a musician. Ooh, it's such a musical show. Monroe is with Petty Theft. They are the San Francisco tribute to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and they are playing tonight in town at OP Rockwell and tomorrow night at the State Room.
Yeah, okay.
And there you go. In the bottom of the hour, we'll throw in all the weekend events. I found a lot of cool things going on this weekend to let our listeners know about so they'll be fully engaged.
This is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City, directly on top of the liquor store. We shall return right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Tom Pettigrew from Park City Mountain and a proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain instructors share their love of skiing and snowboarding with guests, helping them improve their skills and enjoy the mountain. More information on Ski and Snowboard School and other programs at parkcitymountain.com.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub on top of Main, serving pub fare and craft beer since 1986, offering a private event space, a dog-friendly seasonal patio, and weekend brunch. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Park City Institute.
Rock band, physics buffs, viral video superstars take over the stage when Park City Institute presents OK Go for the final show of the season at the Eccles Center, Saturday, April 7th. Show starts at 7:30. Tickets start at $29. Call the box office at 655-3114. Park City Institute is a nonprofit organization entertaining, educating, and illuminating since 1998.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. We're joined in studio by our live musical guest in the studio. This is Will Baxter, comes from Salt Lake City, has a band, Will Baxter Band, that plays as trio, quartet, or I think he can play solo as well. And he's joined, he gave me a look. He's joining us in studio as a solo musician this morning. Welcome, Will.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thanks for driving up the hill this morning.
Thanks for having me.
This is your second appearance on KPCW. You were on in December on Randy's show.
Yes, ma'am.
And you brought the band that time.
I did.
Yeah. So this is a novel treat.
Stripped down? Yeah. Solo?
Oh, are we stripping down? Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, button up.
That's a pond skim and all. So, Will, tell us about your, about your band, about your influences.
Well, we're a local Salt Lake band. We're an organ trio. We've got Adam Fifield on the bass and the organ, and the one and only Wachira Wagwestone on the drums. And we just love soul music and blues and jazz and R&B and funk, and we try to stay busy and bring the music to the people, and we're grateful for the opportunity.
Why don't you throw out a song that we can listen to, and we'll further the conversation later.
Well, let's do it. All right.
All right.
So what are you going to play for us?
This is called Nothing at All. It's one of the newer ones.
Nothing at All, and it is Will Baxter from the Will Baxter Band live in the Morning Mix.
Dark and dreary, want someone. You want a man for something. Baby, just got me. And that ain't nothing. It seems everybody's got something. I've got nothing. Going on. No, see, everybody's got something. I've got nothing. Going on. Kind of windy. Can I stay still? Pretty, pretty. What does a man feel? Feel like everybody's got something. I've got nothing going on. Seems everybody's got something. I got nothing going on.
Will Baxter from the Will Baxter Band. Did you write that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sounds a little, came from a deep, dark place. Or you were looking at Facebook. Doesn't that sound like a, wow, everyone's got something going on.
Misery loves company. I got to tell you something. Anyone that just listened to that song and actually, you know, thought about that song and the lyrics and everything, we all go through that. You know, we see our peer group that is doing all these magnificent things, and there we are, you know, doing what you perceive to be is not much. And, you know, so, I mean, we're all there in a lot of different ways at different points of our life.
That's actually very true, as I was actually on social media, and I saw our old bass player on tour with David Archuleta on the East Coast, and it's just... I was happy for him and proud of him. I texted him, you know, good job and you deserve it. And at the same time, I was like, wow, that kind of hurts, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there is a great message in that last verse. It's kind of windy. Can I stand still? That's it's from the parable of the Buddha and the eight winds, where whether it's praise or censure, you know, you're not moved by the things happening around you. You know, it's windy, but can remain solid.
Yeah.
And, so I try to bring that into the song.
Way to work in the eighth parable of the
half the Buddha.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Well, you're listening to the very heavy morning mix.
It's getting deep in here.
Oh boy, it sure is. You know what we're going to do? We're going to just go away for a couple underwriters. We'll be back in just a second though. So stay with us. When we return, we've got weather and we got Bill McGinnis, who's got a really cool event coming up tonight. It's Morning Mix on KPCW. Stay with us.
Tune in to Park City's newest treasure find. Discover the treasure of stories at The Story Mine. Kathy and Dave, self-proclaimed prospectors, miners, and explorers, always in search of treasures worth telling a story about, will feature storytellers from all over the world telling their tales. You'll dig The Story Mine Sunday mornings at 8:30. Stories aren't just for children anymore.
G'day, this is Ian from Campos Coffee, proud supporters of KPCW. Thank you for an incredible winter. We will be closed at the Park City Mountain Resort until summer. But never fear, we are opening our Salt Lake City Roastery and Kitchen in downtown Salt Lake City using ethically sourced coffees and our full Australian-inspired cafe menu. More information at camposcoffee.com.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dillaway. Will Baxter is our musical guest for the hour. We'll hear from him a whole bunch more. And also joining us now live in the studio is... Bill McGinnis. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good to have you back. So Kimball Arts Center is presenting their first venture into the creative art of the singer-songwriter, and you've put something together for all of this.
Yes, we have what we're just referring to simply as the listening room experience at the Kimball Arts Center tonight. Get the minutiae out of the way. The doors open at 6:30. The show goes off at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available at the Kimball Arts Center. You can contact them at 435-649-8882.
Tickets are $20.
Tickets are $20, and there are beverages available. That's how I say that in this
cash bar.
Is that how we say it?
Yeah.
Come to the cash bar. Our performers tonight will be Shane Jackman, Kristen Lloyd, Teresa Egerson Cook, Molly McGinnis, my personal favorite, of course, Omar Gerardo, and the fabulous Park City High School Jazz Combo. And for anybody in town who's never experienced the jazz program at the Park City High School, you will be amazed at what these kids are capable of doing with their keyboards, their horns, and their strings. They are fabulous.
Many of our listeners are aware of this, but many probably are not, and that's that Park City has a very vibrant musical scene. And with yourself and Elizabeth Harza and some other folks, you've put together these songwriting circles and groups to help people to explore their talents. And you've kept it open. I mean, anyone from down the hill can come up, Will, and attend. These are they're really cool. And so this has been going on for some time, and now you're going to an artistic location, a different type of artistic location, where you're going to be exploring the singer-songwriter in a different venue.
Well, what's really exciting about this venue is I'm sure lots of folks are aware that the city is proposing to build an arts and culture district on that 5.5 acres where the Kimball is now relocated as Main Street gets its anchor store built. And I like to think of tonight as being the first musical event taking place in the new arts and culture district. I mean, I see this as being musically the beginning of something that's truly exciting and a place for the community to come and actively listen to the musical artists that we have. That is the purpose of tonight and of the ensuing nights that we will have, is to actually experience the craft and the art of our singer-songwriter community. That's not just here in Park City, but we have folks from Heber. Of course, interestingly enough, you mentioned our song circles, and I met Will last Wednesday night. He came up for our song circle.
That's true.
So it is a community that's reaching out and that's spreading, that's incredibly talented, collaborative. And as I was saying to you earlier, John, there's this my catchword is frisson, which is derived from the French, and it's that feeling that you get when you listen to a song, to a piece of music, and all of a sudden your hair stands up, and you get goosebumps, and there's a passage or something in that song that affects you, and it's been scientifically proven as this cause and effect, but it is giving yourself that space to become completely involved in the song, to become emotionally involved with it, to actively listen, that just creates that connection between artist and recipient of the art, and that's what we're shooting for.
I'm glad you're bringing that up, because I've been thinking lately, I'm a pretty active listener when I go to music, and then people always want to talk. And people are like, hey, what have you been up to? And I'm like, shh, I came for the band. I actually bought a ticket. I showed up. I'm here for this. And I've been thinking, it's like the only art form I can think of where the performer is actively performing and the participant is not actively absorbing that art. You don't go to the museum to stand in front of the paintings and have a cocktail party, or to you don't go to figure skating and cook something. Like you're there watching and participating as a recipient. And for some reason, maybe it's just bar music, and it's different in a theater setting, but and that's what gets programmed in bars, is musicians, bands that people apparently came to see, and yet then they're actively talking and making noise. So I like the listening room concept who want to appreciate the art form.
I've thought that maybe it's just Park City, but I found in talking to artists around the country that it's endemic. It's everywhere, that ability to talk over music. And then what happens? The sound guy turns the sound louder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the voices of the audience get louder. And it gets, and all of a sudden we're in competition with each other instead of cooperatively working together to experience that craft. So I'm really, really just so appreciative that the Kimball Arts Center is backing us up on this and accepting us into their vision of what art is.
And Christy, you were speaking from the perspective of the listener, from the perspective of the artist. It's got to be so difficult.
Oh, I know I'm that, so embarrassed
that
for
for
them
many
in some
years,
way, like...
Joni Mitchell in a live performance, her words were very important to her. Of course, all her beautiful chords and orchestrations on that on the various acoustic instruments she played were incredible. But her words were so important. And when she heard someone yelling out, play such and such in the middle of a song or something, she would just shut down. She'd have a visceral reaction. It would bother her so much. How do other artists deal with it? It's just the territory?
I think, you know, a lot of artists, they look at it when they play in those venues where there's noise. They realize that they don't have to be on their game. They can just jam.
Which is fun. Yeah. Definitely. Oh, sure. You know, maybe I go to the Spur and I just want to party and talk to my
friends. It is fun, but you can also, you know, I remember back in the days when Riffs was having their full moon mm-hmm. concerts, how local artists would walk out of that night just high on life because they were listened to.
Their peers were there.
Their peers and even just people.
And everyone's focused.
Right.
They're sitting forward. They're facing you. If you look up, you see all the eyes.
For the artists, it's, you know, when there's all that background noise to play over, it's like, this is a job and this pays the bills. But as an artist, that ability to have people receive your art and experience that frisson, that's why we do it.
It probably furthers the art form too. It probably furthers you as the artist.
Oh my God, I'm so on it now,
and you get in that zone.
It fires up the muse. It grows everything. So it's important to be listened to, and for the audience, it's amazing. It can be a life changing experience when you hear the right song. I mean, John, you and I were, you know, talking earlier about the music of the '60s and about Joni Mitchell or trying to remember Barry Maguire's name, but there was a time when the lyric and the prosody of the song was something that people took in and experienced, and it was wow. And I think just the general movement of the industry has gotten to what sells, not what moves in terms of emotion, but what moves in terms of cash flow.
Gonna make a lot of money and quit this crazy scene. Joni Mitchell.
We were nutty because it wasn't just the music and it wasn't just the lyric, but we would sit down with an album cover and we would dissect that album cover, and then when they started printing the words in the album cover of their various songs, I mean, we, you know, the album art, the words, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Who produced it? Who played tambourine on the third cut of this? You know, it was just, I don't know what was wrong with us, but we read all that.
You were absorbing that art form.
We were absorbing the art form, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what the setup of the event, like what I expect. I walk in. How does it look? How does that operate?
Well, we're setting it up cafe style, so there will be tables to sit at, mm-hmm. as opposed to just chairs around or scattered. There'll be a little bit of a stage setting, and what I'm actually trying to accomplish with the stage is to recreate something called the Turkish Lounge, which is the nickname given to our encampment at the Rocky Mountain Song School and Folks Festival that our community goes to every year. So we're trying to bring a little bit of that singer-songwriter community and recreate it for people to be a part of it tonight. We're going to have three musical acts, two sets of three musical acts apiece, and in between the musical acts there will be spoken word artists from the high school, and the kids are amazing. I met a whole bunch of them last year when I played a little bit of music at a competition out at the Kimball Junction Library, and the kids just so impressed me with their work.
Is that a class that they do or a club?
There is a class. They're involved in their creative writing with Cheryl Henry, mm-hmm. And they actively work on their recitation of their works and their presentation of their works. So it's a really exciting thing. And that idea of music and the spoken word together is pretty powerful. Well, I'll give a shout out to Cheryl. I also need to give two other shout outs here. One to Chris Taylor for helping get together the Jazz Combo and the wonderful work that he does with the kids at the high school in music, and also to Close Guitars that is a sponsor for tonight's event. We actually have our very own guitar sponsor, which is pretty exciting.
That's amazing. Very good. All right, so that's tonight. Starts at...
Tonight, the doors open at 6:30. The show goes off at 7 o'clock. It is the Kimball Art Center, which is located on Kearns Boulevard. I'm sure there's still some people who'll be looking for it at the bottom of Main Street, but it is not there anymore. It is out on Kearns Boulevard. So we hope to see you all come out.
$20 at the door or call ahead for tickets.
$20. You can call to the Kimball or you can go to kimballartcenter.org online to get information.
And the money goes to?
The money goes to the Kimball Art Center.
All right.
And to help us develop, hopefully, some more music
so
in the
future.
We can
do it again. All right.
Yes.
Thanks so much for coming in and telling everyone.
So I have an interesting factoid for us. I just pulled up the podcast from the grand opening of the Kimball Art Center in their new location where you're going to be performing tonight. And it was on October 23rd, 2015. We, the Morning Mix, did a live show from that grand opening. We actually kicked the thing off. And of course, we had Robin Marouche, executive director, and a whole bunch of different people. But we had Alicia Stockman, and she sang and played four songs on that program. And she was great. So the Kimball Arts Center, day one, has had live music.
Well, you know, Alicia won the IAMA singer-songwriter competition last year down at the Arts Festival. But I have to put in that Molly McGinnis took second place in that competition. So it's a great community of singer-songwriters. I hope everybody comes to share it with us.
Yeah. So what we're going to do right now, Bill, you can hang out there, and Will, you can hang out there as well. We're going to, what are we going to do? We're going to do weekend events. There's a lot going on, isn't there?
There is. Starting with the Thin Air Festival, which is on today and tonight with various sessions on innovation, thought, business, and leadership. It takes place at the Jim Sandy Auditorium. There's breakout sessions all day today, followed at 5 p.m. by the Main Street Olympic Homecoming Parade for athletes who competed in the 2018 Winter Olympic and Paralympic Games and other past Olympic Games, because we've got a lot of athletes in this town. There'll be an autograph session following the parade and activities. That'll be at the base of Main Street. And then at 6:30 or 7 o'clock, Citizen Cope is the musical act that will be taking the main stage there at the bottom of the street, one of those big stages they put up in the middle of the street. And that is a free street concert. Everyone should come out. It's part of Thin Air, but it's also sponsored by Deer Valley Resort and Park City Mountain to wind up another successful winter season.
Wow, we're just getting beginning with Friday. There's a lot going on. It's opening day at Crater Springs Golf Course in Midway at the Homestead Resort.
Are you going to be there?
No.
Oh, okay.
I would like to be there, but I'll be there soon.
All right, cool. Park City Mountain Resort is offering tie-dye extravaganza this afternoon in the plaza area from 3 to 4 p.m. The cost is free. You can pick up a Spring Groove t-shirt and custom tie-dye it with your own color creativity. I got to hit that.
Kimball Arts Center launches a new venture with the Kimball Listening Room in the main gallery, $20 admission and cash bar. And folks, Master of Ceremonies, the one, the only Bill McGinnis.
Former NBA All-Star and Park City local Mark Eaton is doing a book signing at Dolly's Bookstore tonight from 6 to 7:30 for his new book, The Four Commitments of a Winning Team.
Park City Film Series showing a fantastic woman at the Jim Santee Auditorium. It's showing Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 6.
Lots of great music as always in town, including Shuffle at the Spur, Mr. Sister Trio at Silver Star Cafe, Trevor Green is at the Cabin, San Francisco's tribute to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, called Petty Theft, is at OP Rockwell tonight. Jay Farrar Duo is at Egyptian Theater, and Honky Blue Tonky is at the Stateroom Tavern in Camas. Oh, and while you're out in Camas, you can check out Artique. They have their first Friday gallery opening.
Folks, that's going to button it up for Friday. We're going to move on to Saturday at this point. Oh, Nelly, Saturday's the 22nd annual pond skimming competition at the Canyons. Christy Dillaway will once again be a skimming judge. She can be bribed in the costume category. She is the, are you the head judge? Like, how many judges for costume?
Oh, just one.
Just one, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We each have our own department.
All right. And what are you wearing?
I don't know. It might be raining.
Yeah.
You know, my costume closet, you delve in,
yeah,
and you never know what you come out with.
Well, the pimp outfit's available.
Okay, cool.
If you need it.
Thank you.
Okay. The frolicking competition and spring spectacle takes place at the top of the gondola by the Red Pine Lodge from 12 until 2. If you don't have an Epic Pass, well, you can buy a gondola-only ticket and walk over to the event. Please dress up. Don't miss it.
Park City Film Series is showing Captain Underpants as part of the Books to Movies series tomorrow. It's rated G and it's free, showing at 4 p.m. at the Jim Sandy Auditorium.
Captain Underpants. All right.
It's aimed for the children.
Yeah, of course. Of course it is. And live music on Saturday starting with Après Ski, Tim Daniels Band at the Payday Deck at P KPCMR while the Brevet play for the Spring Groove at Canyons Village, followed by Grizz Folk, Mitch Ridgman Trio at the Cabin, Motherlode Canyon Band at the Spur.
Also notable acts, Jay Farrar Duo again on Saturday night at Egyptian Theater, rock band Physic Buffs, and performance artists OK Go are at the Eccles Center Saturday night.
That's going to button it up for Saturday. We move on to Sunday. It's closing day at both Deer Valley Resort and Park City. So, of course, there'll be music and costumes because that's how we do it here. Motherlode Canyon Band plays at PCMR from 1 until 2:30, followed by Pixie and the Party Grass Boys, Metal Dogs at Canyons Village, the Breakfast Club at Canyons.
And local kids are on spring break now, so, after school today. If you need a way to keep yours busy, you can check out the free film showing each day at the Park City Library at 4 p.m., put on by the film series. These include Cinderella, Revolting Rhymes, WALL-E, Leap, and Wonder. Those are going on all the weekdays next week. A couple concert announcements. If you don't know, Jimmy Buffett has announced a concert at Vivint Smart Arena in Salt Lake on October 17th. Those tickets are on sale. And I just saw that Beats Antique is going to play at the Depot July 28th, and those tickets go on sale today at 10.
All right. Well, big weekend, that's for sure.
I hope everyone found something that they want to do.
Will Baxter is our musical guest for the entire hour, and he's going to play another song for us now. What are you going to play for us, Will?
This one's called Today.
Live on the Morning Mix, Will Baxter from the Will Baxter Band, Today.
Today, was not an ordinary day. I sang a song, I told a tale, I righted a wrong. Today was not an ordinary day. I'm grateful for today, and I'm living for today. What a beautiful today. Thank you. starving today. What a beautiful today. What a beautiful today.
Will Baxter from the Will Baxter Band. He and his band are playing at the South Valley Unitarian Church tonight at 7:30. They're playing Saturday night at Lake Effect, downtown Salt Lake. And next Friday, the 13th, they'll be playing at the Cabin. Boy, you're a very thoughtful songwriter.
Thank you.
Don't you think, Christy?
I do, although I feel like that's not like any of the clips that I saw of the band performing. So
it's different, yeah.
This is the mellow acoustic Will Baxter configuration.
Yeah, you know, it's 9:30 in the morning. It's raining. It seemed fitting to slow down a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's good to have diverse talents, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, tonight, one of the things that you might be doing is heading up to OP Rockwell to see Petty Theft. They are the San Francisco tribute band to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and we are joined by Monroe Grisman on the phone right now. Welcome, Monroe.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
We're glad to have you join us. So you're traveling in from San Fran today, and you're going to play OP Rockwell tonight and the State Room tomorrow night. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect. I mean, it seems obvious, but tell us from your perspective.
Yeah. Hey, we're headed to the airport right now as we speak, and we're really excited to be making our Utah debut with two shows starting tonight at OP Rockwell. And as you mentioned, you know, Petty Theft, San Francisco tribute to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. We've been doing our celebration of Tom Petty and the band for 13 plus years now, and this configuration of the band has pretty much been together for about 10 years. So it's something we've been doing for quite some time and been playing all over the NorCal region. And then in the last couple of years, we've been spreading out and playing up through the Northwest and out in Colorado. And so now we're headed to Utah, and we're really excited. Ticket sales have been great, so we're expecting a lot of people to come out and celebrate the musical legacy of Tom Petty with us. You know, it's been a really rough past 6 months with Tom Petty's passing, but you know, the music lives on, and I think people still want to hear this music and they still want to sing this music, and so we just celebrate together. So it's going to be a big Petty party tonight.
People still want to hear the music, Monroe, tell us, did Petty ever listen to your band? Did he ever get your music?
Well, you know, that's a good question. We don't really know. We do know that some of the guys know about us. And then in fact, Steve Ferroni, the guy that they call the new guy, even though he played in the Heartbreakers for 20 years, he actually sat in with us, you know, the drummer for the Heartbreakers.
Oh, wow.
He sat in with us at a show one time and played a couple of songs with us and couldn't have been a nicer guy and more complimentary. So we know a few of the guys knew about us. We know that some of the management knew about us and thought we were pretty cool, but we don't know if Tom actually knew about us, which is sad. We were hoping at some point to meet him.
What about Mike Campbell?
That never happened. Mike Campbell. A couple of us got to meet Mike Campbell. We went and saw his band, The Dirty Knobs, which they just started playing out again, and I highly recommend any of Tom Petty or Mike Campbell fans to check out The Dirty Knobs. But we did, a couple of us got to, half the band got to meet Mike Campbell, and he couldn't have been a nicer guy. Great guitar player, of course.
So tell me how it all came together. You're a bunch of musicians performing professionally, doing other things, and you are, I'm just going to paint a picture and you can deny or agree. So you're having a drink and you're all sitting around and Tom Petty's playing in the background. You're like, oh, I love this song. And, I always wanted to do that, and everyone goes, yeah, let's do it. Or tell us how it happened.
Well, you know, it kind of came together organically. The band founders, Django Bayless, our bassist, and Dan Durkin, our lead singer, they were kind of part of a group of guys that were just getting together and playing some covers. And at a certain point, Dan started singing lead and said, why don't we just stick with the Petty? This is a great songbook. And it just kind of came together there. And that was, you know, that was like 13 years ago. I joined the band about 2 years later and, you know, been in the band now for 11 years. So it just kind of migrated that way. And, you know, it's such a great songbook. It's so deep. I mean, there really, when you think about it, there really isn't too many catalogs that compare to it. I mean, you got the Beatles and, you know, the Stones, and it's right up there with just any of the top songbooks. I mean, we can play, and we will be playing, you know, tonight at OP Rockwell and Saturday night, tomorrow night at the State Room. You know, we'll play 2 hours of music, and pretty much you're going to know every song, even if you think you're a casual Tom Petty listener. If I had a dollar for every time somebody said to me, like, you know, oh, I didn't really think I was that into Petty, but I went to your show, and, well, I went, I like that song, and, oh, I like this one, too, and so on and so forth. And by the end of the show, they're like, I didn't realize how many songs I really actually loved by Tom Petty.
Do you have a room on top of the world tonight?
You know, that's a very funny, that's a very great question that you asked there. We just debuted playing the Room at the Top. We did two sold-out shows at Sweetwater Music Hall in Mill Valley, which is a famous club out here in the Bay Area. It's partly famous because it's one of the owners is a guy named Bob Weir. And we just did two sold-out shows there. It's kind of our home stomping ground. And we just debuted Room at the Top. So I think there's a good chance that we'll continue that tonight and tomorrow night. That's a great song.
When that album debuted with Room at the Top being, you know, one of the tracks, I'm trying to think of the name of the album. Do you remember?
Highway Companion. What?
Django, what was the
Highway Companion?
Highway Companion?
Echo.
No, it was
Echo. It was Echo.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was it. So there was this interview with Petty, and he was there with, it was just Petty. And they were asking him, and he was talking about music, and he said the one thing that people don't get, it's not the notes you play, it's the space between the notes. And he was so efficient. He didn't overproduce his albums. I mean, and that was something about his style that I really appreciated. And also what I've appreciated the last 6 months, I don't think anybody was really prepared for this guy dying, because everybody is sort of shocked by the whole thing. I mean, this guy really left a hole in the music industry.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, we certainly weren't prepared for it. And, I mean, I always thought that – I never thought about him passing away or dying. I really, truly thought that he would outlast us, because, you know, everything that he was talking about doing, even though he's talking about retiring from doing big tours, he was talking about still writing and doing, you know, smaller, local, more local-based shows. And he had all these plans and you know, I thought he was still going to be pretty vibrant for at least another 10 years. And
yeah,
even though we've been doing it for 13 years, I don't know if I could see us doing it another 10 years. I mean, maybe
we'll see.
But I just always thought he would outlast us. So it was definitely quite a shock, and it hit us pretty hard. You know, you play somebody's music for 10 plus years, and we do like 50 shows a year, so. You know,
you must feel like you really know him when you play his music all the time. That must be some feeling of a personal connection.
Yeah, it really felt like, even though we never met him, you know, it really felt like we lost a very dear, you know, close friend and mentor, you know.
He was a friend of Johnny Cash's, and he used to play with Cash. And, you know, he loved the old country music. So this is my last Petty quote. But Petty was asked about the country music scene today, and he said, you know, I think it's a bunch of bad rock bands that have a fiddle. and I thought to myself, first of all, it's very profound, and second of all, that's Petty.
Yeah, that's good.
My favorite
I hadn't heard that one, so thanks for sharing that. That's great, but, you know,
Uh-oh, did we just lose you?
Did we lose you?
There you go.
Oh, we're back.
Yeah, I went through the tunnel here.
Yeah.
Across the Golden Gate Bridge as we speak. But what I was going to say is any master of their craft, and Tom Petty truly was a master of songwriting and songcraft, you know, appreciates the other masters and where they came from. And so that's not surprising at all to, you know, hear that story of Tom hanging out with Johnny Cash, you know?
Yeah.
We just all envision what goes on backstage of concerts and festivals, and, you know, it's always good to hear an actual conversation or a snippet of one, you know?
That's right.
So we can fill in the gaps of what we think's really going on.
And then, of course, you know, there's another Tom Petty and Johnny Cash tribute band called Petty Cash.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I didn't know about that one. Yeah.
But not to confuse everybody here, we're talking about our band, Petty Theft, San Francisco tribute to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and we'll be at the OP Rockwell tonight, and tickets are selling. They're saying now that it's looking like it's going to sell out, but tickets are still available, and the stateroom is also looking like that one's probably going to sell out too. So I encourage people, if you're a fan of the music, we'll do our best to do Tom and the band proud, as we have been doing for 13 years. And, you know, like I said, it's really, I know it's a sad, still a very sad period for a lot of people, but I can tell you just from the shows that we've been doing since he passed, and we had tons of shows on our books that we actually played the week that he passed, and that was very, very tough. But, you know, I think it's just a very great moment for everyone to get together and celebrate the music together. And
music totally does that. Brings everyone together and brings you back to the feelings of the songwriter and what's being portrayed. So people can look for tickets at shows.oprockwell.com. Show is tonight. I think the doors are at 8 and the music starts at 9. And have safe travels on your way here. And thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and we look forward to seeing everybody tonight, tomorrow night. Thanks for having us.
Okay, Monroe. Travel safe.
Take care.
All right, we're back here in the studio. We've got Will Baxter with us still. We've got one more song in you.
Don't bore us. Get to the chorus. My favorite Tom Petty quote.
Wow, we could go on and on.
Oh, we could.
I don't know any of them. I will say that this station has always been a strong Tom Petty fan. I used to say there's probably nowhere in the country you could hear this much Tom Petty. But
and I'll just throw this out there. If anybody wants to learn more and really be entertained, he put together a documentary, and it's on Netflix. Just do a search on Tom Petty. Running on a Dream.
Oh, man, so good.
And it's a very long documentary.
So long.
It's like
so good.
It's over 3 hours.
You know, Mudcrutch, Traveling Wilburys. His career was prolific. Yeah. Just the best.
It really was. It really was. Hey, what are you going to play for us now?
This is called You and I.
And this is Live in the Morning Mix. This is Will Baxter from the Will Baxter Band.
Hatred and violence and
killing in the streets all across the world. Good people with nothing, no food to eat. People gotta come together. Let's come together right now, right here today, today. Every brother and sister, let me hear you say, let's make tomorrow better than today. Better. Let's make tomorrow better than today. Let's make it better, better. Let's make tomorrow better than today. Let's make tomorrow better than today.
Will Baxter from the Will Baxter Band, and again, he is playing at the South Valley Unitarian Church tonight at 7:30. Next Saturday, Lake Effect, which is in downtown Salt Lake City, and also next Friday, the 13th, he will be here again in Park City at the Cabin. We're going to go to a couple underwriters, and when we come back, well, the Morning Mix when we come back.
This is Beth, owner of Peak Art and Frame, local sponsors of Cool Science Radio on KPCW. Locally owned and operated, Peak Art and Frame offers local artwork as well as digital printing, custom framework, and mirrors. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Join the Utah Symphony for a night of Russian highlights when pianist Konrad Tau returns to tackle Prokofiev's incredibly athletic Piano Concerto No. 2 and Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 2. Tchaikovsky's Little Russian with Konrad Tau, April 6th and 7th at Abravanel Hall. For tickets starting at $21, visit utahsymphony.org. Utah Symphony is a nonprofit organization supporting KPCW.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com. Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, fredmarshallpainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
Thanks for spending your Friday morning with the Morning Mix. We want to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain. You can find us on Facebook at KPCW Morning Mix. You can email us at morningmix@kpcw.org, and I challenge you to do that because nobody does, and I would love to read your email. Or you can listen to this show archived online at kpcw.org under the Shows tab.
I'm going to send you an email this morning.
Oh, please do. Okay. And then you'll get it too because that goes to both of us.
Oh, man, just like like a fan.
Well, let's do it incognito to each other.
Yeah. So we have a good handle on who our listeners are. I think we have three or four.
Oh, yeah. I got a text from someone who said that Will's music was perfect vibe for this rainy Friday morning.
It really is. It really is. Yeah.
That was actually me. I texted in.
Oh,
did you do that? Oh, man. Thank you. And Bill, thanks for joining us. We've had a lot of fun with you this morning.
Thank you for having me. And I hope everybody that can make it to the Gimbel Arts Center tonight.
Absolutely. You know, you're listening to KPCW in Park City. We want to thank our guest, our musical guest for the hour, Will Baxter from the Will Baxter Band. Bill McGinnis again, Kimball Arts Center. Tonight, he will be the master of ceremonies at that special program. And also Monroe Grisman. We want to thank Monroe, who is on his way to San Francisco SFO Airport and flying in for the O.P. Rockwell Show tonight in the stateroom tomorrow night. Christy, what are you doing this weekend? I mean, you've got your judging, which is very serious.
Well, I'm going from here to Thin Air, and then I'm going to I'll go to Citizen Cope tonight on Main Street, mm-hmm. and then I've got Pond Skimming tomorrow. Yep, judging that and attending. And Sunday, of course, I'll be in costume for the final day. We have a gang of folks that go out together. So
it's a Morning Mix on KPCW, NPR National.